Hello, all listeners. My name is Ray Elliott, and I'm the author of this science fiction novel, Fractured. I would just like to take a brief moment to thank you all for choosing to listen in on my first science fiction novel. Fractured is the first in its series. Although the story is one of science fiction, I'm also the author of the books Treefell, a fantasy novel, and Life from the Rearview Mirror, a women's fiction novel. These other stories I plan to turn into podcasts as soon as I can and have available to all audiences. What I would like to do first is introduce my fantastic listeners to this story with a brief summary and then begin in chapter one. I hope you all enjoy it, and it is my greatest wish that you are able to get lost in the story that will begin to unfold. Summary. Lo struggles finding purpose to his life when his body is shackled to the fate of being an android slave, but his human heart beckons for the revival of his lost kingship. In the distant future of mankind's second medieval era on Earth, Lo, a tyrannical king, is transfigured through the power of a mystical ore by the hands of an unknown, vengeful traitor. Through its power, much of his memory is erased, and his physical body is imprisoned as the lowest form of life, an android slave. As further punishment, he is sold to serve another vicious king in his household. Regardless of evidence, Lo believes that there is one way to return to his previous existence. Reawaken his unused human heart by studying the good humans that surround him. The royal household he serves includes a battered but virtuous queen, determined to protect her family, and a brave young prince, seeking to liberate his oppressed people. All are subject to a paranoid king's destructive power. Lo begins to turn from obligingly serving and studying the abused royal family to being their devoted protector. As a strong trust blooms between Lo and the royal family, he questions if his ultimate objective has fractured. Lost secrets of his past start emerging from an unexpected source in the royal home, revealing a living heir to his throne and the rediscovery of the mystical ore, now rumored to be able to transform him back to his human body. The decision finally confronts him. Stay with a family that loves and trusts him, or return to his former being, which may only resurrect the powerful, terrible king he once was. Chapter 1. Thousands of centuries ahead of the days of our time, a piece of the past still lingered as a haunting reminder of history and of tragedies befallen. But for that piece of the past, an android slave named Lo, it was all a particular nightmare, only hope to be reversed, in order to know his true life once again. He clung to the fractures of memories inside his mind with all desperation. The memories were as precious as they were plaguing. The image of his ancient crown he once used as effective as a saber in war now dominated his only thoughts. He held on to the shallow hope that he would meet this shadowed piece of the past again in some clouded future time. He dreamed that his old kingdom he would return to and rule with the same power he had back when he once knew the feeling of a beating heart and racing blood. They were the true blessings of being human, but he forsook them as a terrible king. This lowly android slave left his echoes of demise in those ancient walls so far away to only be remembered in his cold, hollowed replacement of a body as an everlasting prison. Often he wished his few memories held any pieces of truth to enlighten the darkness of his dismal fate. But those few memories, too, were taken, along with his precious crown in human form. In the darkest confines of his thoughts, he truly feared that he could never return. Without any evidence for successful escape, nor any knowledge on how to pick the lock of his eternal living prison to guide him, he simply held desperately onto the unproven theory that by studying those who treasured the gift it was to know life, to use one's own heart for the good of others instead of the selfishness it compelled, it could perhaps reawaken what was left inside of his own silent, ancient heart, and therefore begin to turn him back to his original form. And so it was that he was caught away again in thought over the plague of baseless possibility that consumed his rusting mind, So it was that the lost pieces of his puzzle remained an unknowable mystery. So it was that his silent heart only ached to beat again. "Lo!" he was summoned. His body of iron, metals, and replacement bolts jolted, scratching his mainframe harshly. His glowing eyes burned from the sparks, and he flinched at the voice. "Yes, Mrs. Dagmar." His voice made no echo. A mere beam of constant droning was all he owned anymore. "This room needs to be finished before midday. We have guests coming, and their room cannot look as though we are paupers begging for feathers to stuff our own pillows. Now stop stalling. Androids do not require rest anyhow." The lady of the house's head servant, Mrs. Dagmar, was charge over Lo for most occasions. She was a demanding small woman, with too much strength and too loud a voice. But Lo, a rusting android slave, with gears too ancient to be replaced, and patchy metal covering scratched free of their luster, was nothing more than a glorified house pet. In fact, he was hardly glorified at all. "We do not want the lady's eyes to have to fall upon such disgraces. Dare I say the Lord himself should have to suffer this image? Oh, no, we cannot have this happen." "Yes, Mrs. Dagmar, it shall be done," he answered. Lo focused on her face, for her eyes fell to the floor. In a silent moment, she held a desperate emotion. Something even this Lo would pine to feel for himself. As his electric eyes focused on something for his metal to understand, he thought he finally caught it. Fear. Endless fear enveloped Mrs. Dagmar, for she thought about the consequences that should befall her if she did not snap the whip at Lo hard enough. With a focused clicking, he captured this image in his head, a new piece for his collection. He programmed it into his mind of wires where it would be sealed away in his memory program. He felt these wires suddenly fray and spark again. For a moment, he believed he was a step further toward the dream of awakening that ancient heart as he deeply examined her face in such a brief passing moment. He held another piece of his puzzle, thanks to Mrs. Dagmar. "We must keep ourselves busy," her voice echoed as she left the great guest suite. Her heels hit hard enough to carve into the wood floor beneath upon exiting the room. Down Lo's arm shifted over the unruly bedspread, exacting his fingers across every crease. A low beam in the core of his eyes scanned the bed for untempered rowdiness. Other maids and servants rushed about in and out of the rooms, dusting here and fluffing pillows there. Mrs. Dagmar's voice could be heard throughout the enormous house. It endlessly echoed off the glorious pillars of Kyrolene, a rare and delicate deep blue-hewn crystal that was discovered deep in the caves off of the foreign lands. It was a wild land the Lord had bragged about in connection to his conquests. Although Lo had no personal memory of them, his wired mind held every detail the Lord recorded into Lo's mind of endless capacity. Therefore, Lo knew of such lands, but felt nothing for them, and so it was a useless thing to him. A young maid with fiery red hair tied modestly into a bun spread her hands across the bed. She looked up at Lo. "I hope those sparks do not hurt you too badly," she whispered quickly to him. In an instant, Lo retrieved every file he owned on the girl. His eyes beamed their low glow across her freckled face, and at last he replied with an answer fit for his memories of her demeanor. "Good morning, Miss Emmeline. It is a fair question, but no, they do not hurt me at all. Thank you for your concern." He could feel nothing, and that was his deepest plight. She smiled, her freckles dancing across her cheeks. "Well, if you need repairs, I'd gladly send word." His bolts cracked and metal scratched as he politely bowed his head. "Thank you, Miss Emmeline. I shall inform you the moment it is required." "Miss Emmeline!" Mrs. Dagmar wailed from the opposite corridor. The overly thin redhead suddenly flinched. "No rest for the wicked." She gave Lo a quick, saddened smile and rushed away at once. Lo had heard that phrase before, but it struck him quite differently now. He had once been murmured about in this way. Of the few memories he had left of his previous life, the phrase unlocked and instantly projected into his electric mind the image of himself as a human from days long past. Under his glorious crown of gold lay dark, searing eyes that roved like hungry predators searching for their next victim. Even darker, though, was his shadow that dared to follow so close behind him. A vast and brutal anger pulsed through him much like electricity. Deep were the wounds he delivered, and scars were only what he left behind. Upon his head, that golden crown, which instead should have fostered horns, was the only lover he kept ever faithful to. Blood and death were upon his hands alone. Servants, commoners, and noblemen alike were strewn about beneath him, their blood on his hands. All of their faces held a recent piece of his puzzle. They had died in fear. Lo's wires sparked, making a connection. The sparks flew about dangerously, and to his great dismay, they fell onto the delicate bedspread, searing black holes into it. His metal body began to comprehend. It began to react to the emotion. He was so close, but he did not know how to control it. Suddenly, two other servant girls in the room rushed to his side and instantly opened his chest barricade to look for the wires to shut him off.
Wait, please.
The words were broken and cut off. Lo tried again desperately. He was so close to reaching a natural human reaction. The girls pried at his bolts and wires with mindless haste.
Please.
He was failing.
Girls!
Suddenly Lo heard her voice. Miss Emmeline rushed to his side at once.
You cannot tear him apart. He will lose any recent data obtained.
Lo knew this sad truth. He was about to lose this vital piece. But before Miss Emmeline could reach to stop them, his voice failed, and the steady glow in his eyes burned out. He was shut down. End of chapter 1.